Besides keeping track of your overall weight, it is important to watch blood pressure levels, cholesterol, blood sugar, and your body mass index, or BMI, which is the ratio of how much fat and how much muscle you have on your body. Dr. Ron Waldridge is a retired president of the Kentucky Academy of Family Physicians and is with the Kentucky One Primary Health Care. He says the BMI number, along with the other health indicators, vary between person to person and are affected by lifestyle and medical history. Waldridge says that the BMI is a very quick indicator to see how healthy you really are.
It's basically looking at both your height and your weight and their proportion. There's a lot of data that show that high BMI patients have extra risk for health disease like diabetes, heart disease, hypertension. Weight alone is not a good enough number to hang your hat on.
Keeping track of your blood pressure levels, cholesterol, blood sugar, and BMI numbers can be done at the doctor's office, community health fairs, and even at some workplaces. But Dr. Waldridge believes that everyone should have a family physician to apply health history and lifestyle choices to the mix.
I'm a fan of folks having a personal physician so that they can help navigate the various measures and lab tests and other parameters that are out there to make them suited to that individual patient.
High numbers in these groups can lead to diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. And Dr. Waldridge says that if you think your numbers show an unhealthy result, then meeting with your physician can answer any questions and help put you back on the right path.
Have a discussion with your provider that knows you and your family history and your past medical history and can kind of put the whole picture together.
Once again, if you've made a New Year's resolution to be more healthy, keeping an eye on the other numbers besides just the one on your scale can help you achieve your goals and keep you risk-free of serious health issues. Reporting for Morehead State Public Radio, I'm Jordan Simonson.